Jason Monsley.
Okay, hello everyone. Welcome to It's a Mom's Life. We have a special guest today and her name is Gladys Simon. Welcome. I hope I said that correctly. Gladys, how do you say your surname? Is it?
You say Simon. You said it perfectly.
Okay, fantastic.
Well.
So Gladys, it's awesome to have you. We don't have Tando on the show today because obviously she's just had baby. And it is a boy to all of our listeners, if you'd like to know. Yay. His name is Malachi. Maybe I shouldn't give that much information, but we're all excited. We really are.
It's a good news. It's always good to share good news.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
So congratulations for your baby boy.
There we go. Tando, congrats. Okay, well, we're going to be interviewing Gladys today, and Gladys is really, really awesome. I'm not going to do too much of an intro because I'd like her to actually chat about who she is and what she does, but she's a life coach. I like the sound of life coach because I sometimes think that everyone sometimes needs a life coach, but specifically for working and family moms. Yes, family moms,
yes.
Listen to me. Working moms and family life, etc. Tell us a little bit more about yourself, Gladys.
Oh, amazing. Like, you know, working mom have a special space in my heart. I think they are exceptional persons out there. But I typically introduce myself using three categories. So I'm a mom first, and you can guess why the working mom come there. I'm a mom to two amazing little beings that are teaching me how to see the life and reconnect to my inner child. So I guarantee that if you have a child, try to see things from their perspective, life changing.
That's awesome.
I'm also a life coach. You really touch upon it specifically for working mom. Well, because I'm a working mom and I think I can bring a little bit more, you know, I walk in those shoes kind of experience into my coaching. And then I'm also a consultant into, you know, that's my day job in a Fortune 500 company. But I think consultant and coaching go well together because you always meet someone at their point of need.
Yeah.
You tweak a little bit or propose options and they go off the merry way. So in a nutshell, I'm a mom that get people, you know, recharged so they can go and do something else.
That's fantastic. So you work in a corporate environment or almost corporate environment as well. And you're a life coach, which is obviously
something
you do. That's awesome. So you're not only just a working mom, you're a side hustling mom too. So that's fantastic.
Can I use that one now? I'm a working and side hustling mom. I love it.
Yeah.
You heard it before here on this show.
It's fantastic. Okay, so let's just touch a little bit on, now obviously you spoke about, you know, you being a working mom. And for me, I am a working mom. I'm a working ministry mom. Mother of nations, whoever else, you know, and sometimes we can honestly just get overwhelmed, you know. But just from that perspective, you know, sometimes we can feel, and I'm sort of just reading some of the notes here, but we can feel a little bit guilty because we're working. And I mean, I've had this before where like I'm like in working mode and I get home and now I'm not in working mode anymore. And now I'm like making my kids feel all horrible because I'm still in working mode. I shouldn't be. But how do you sort of differentiate the two, you know, get away with that mom guilt type stuff? Tell us a little bit more about that.
So I have a spoiler alert. Mom guilt, the minute you become a mom, and I don't care how you become a mom, like, you know, you can give birth to your baby, you can be an occasional mom, but the minute you care for someone that you are part of their life and grow with you, the mom guilt is there to stay, right? This is something I've heard. It's never going away the minute you have your children till the adult. It's there to stay. So having accepting that, I wanted to say to all the mom listening to us, you have to learn to forgive yourself. No matter how well we're trying to organize this, there will be time where things will slip.
Yeah.
And you will feel guilty. But that guilt, I start to realize, at least with me, and I'm sharing that with my coaching client and everybody on this show, you realize that, you know, you have to forgive yourself for things you cannot change. There will be time where you have work. But the guilt comes from your brain. It's actually a good thing. Your brain telling you, hey, you're neglecting this little area. So I'm now changing my mindset and say, when the guilt comes, I look up and say, what area have I not pay attention to? So that guilt for me, it's a way, it's your brain way to tell you, hey, you're neglecting this part, this mom part of your life. So I do a lot of makeup sessions with my kids because they realize that quantity and quality, they prefer quality time, I guess.
That's good.
Than quantity. And if you think about it yourself, when you were a child, how many of those times do you remember when your mom was not there? And she probably still feel guilty about it, but you're like, oh, I don't know. I had a good childhood, right?
Yes, so, definitely.
Yeah, so I'm just saying, use the guilt as a compass. There's something that is neglected from that area. And once you identify that area, make up for the time. The mom guilt is there. Let's use it as a friend. Yes. Let's make friends with our mom guilt. It's not going to go away. It's there.
It's brilliant. And I love the way you said it's either quality or it's quantity. And sometimes quantity is not always quality. It's like you're just doing it because you have to do it.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, you do it because you want to be present in the moment.
Present, exactly. And then sometimes quality, it doesn't have to be 3 hours. It can be that 10 minutes of uninterrupted time with you.
Yeah, yeah.
And sometimes that's just enough to get people going.
I love that. Let's touch a little bit on us as moms and ourselves. Let's go for that. You tell me. How do you think a mom should be looking at herself in terms of giving herself self-love? Let's put it that way. Self-love.
So what I was going to say is I am a big, big advocate of self-care.
Yeah.
Self-love, self-care, you know, before, like I'm a proud mom and I'm sure you are too. We're all proud moms there, right? But before we are moms, we are ourselves. I am Gladys. You're Demis. There's all those people, Abby, Joy, whatever your name is. You cannot be an effective mom, a good mom, a wife, a spouse, a sister. Whatever role you want to fulfill, if you're not you first, if you're not grounded, if you're not centered. So I usually say to people, I love that you're a mom. I love that you're a sister. I love that you are whatever you are, because you have those roles that you fulfill. But I want to speak to the person that you are, aka Gladys. Yes. And what are you doing to feed Gladys? As woman, as mother, we are socialized to put everybody's need before ours. We are socialized to neglect our need. Yeah. And guess what? Mothers, I compare us to expensive cell phone. And I said, with all the application running in the background, you know, all the moms here know what it is to juggling multiple priority. So you have the app for everything that they ask you to do that, right? Oh. So it's running in the background, right? And I said, when your battery goes low, what you do with your cell phone is to go and charge it. And you don't mind sitting next to the charge or going away from your phone, but you understand that you need to recharge your phone.
Yeah.
So I compare us women, mothers, at those very expensive smartphones running multiple applications. But what we forget to do is recharge yourself. Mm-hmm. So self-care is not selfish. Recharge your battery, because once that battery is charged, when your phone is fully charged, it can go on and become operational again, give you value, all those things. Otherwise, it's just an expensive paperweight. You just leave it there. If it has no battery, not useful. So take the time as mom, as woman, to charge ourselves. And it doesn't have to be, again, 3 hours of charge. It could be a 10-minute where, personally, I take like an hour every day to do things that are focused on me, not my kid, not my spouse, not my friend, for me. And he could be sleeping, dancing, rolling on the floor, anything. But it has to be centered around me. Yes. So I can go out of that and become and be the mom, the sister, the friend, the etc., the minister.
I love that. And I think every woman will have their own thing that they love to do. And sometimes we just go, well, I love to do that, but I just don't have the time. Well, maybe just make that time. And if I can give you just a bit of an example, you know, for the past, I think, two nights now, I've been feeling, or 2 days, I've been feeling overwhelmed, and I've just taken 15 minutes, you know, after the kids have gone to bed, and literally just sat outside, or, you know, in not in the dark, but in a tranquil area, and read my Bible and prayed, or did something.
Exactly.
And it did take an hour, but if you can do an hour, for goodness sake, do the hour. Don't skip the hour.
Exactly. Nothing wrong with that hour. Take that hour if you can.
Yes.
Yeah, but it just might be as easy. I have a client that says she just needs to breathe in and breathe out like 4 times. And for her, it's enough to recharge her. So reading your Bible, breathing, dancing, doing nothing. Yeah. But as long as it's not anything that has to do with other people, fine with that.
That's good. That's amazing. So I'd like to move on to the next point, because this is quite nice. You speak about, you know, superpowers, right? Superpowers, yes. Discovering that power and that joy, which sometimes, you know, joy is different to happiness, but we lose that joy sometimes. And that's a sort of a danger zone. So speak a little bit more about that.
Okay, so superpowers, I want to say to you that to start with, I believe each and every one of us is born gifted, right? We have our gift. And I call it, you know, active superpower and dormant superpower. So active one are the one, and they are all determined by the environment you live in and the circumstances you face. So you may develop, you may have your gift very active based on your lifestyle, where you live, what you've confronted, challenge, etc., and that's naturally coming to you. But then the dormant comes when your circumstances change, and typically with me was when motherhood came. I became like a before and an after poster child for motherhood, right? And you know, for me, my superpower came, you know, other superpower added to my existing gift with motherhood, like, you know, having tough conversation, because you become an advocate for your kid. You become a role model for those kids. You didn't choose that, but they look through their eye, they form their own experience looking through, you know, your own experience. So juggling multiple priorities, having tough conversation, negotiation, all those are my superpower that came after motherhood. Being prepared for everything, even for like a little trip on the park, and you pack like, you know, a suitcase full of clothes because you're thinking not only plan A, plan B, plan C, plan D. Yeah, I was not doing that before having kids. But more seriously, all of us have gifts. And I was saying those superpowers are coming. You know, you compare your life, for those of us that are mothers there. Yeah. What did you learn when motherhood came?
Yeah.
That's the powers I'm also talking about. But you are already born gifted. It's just like, what are your dormant superpowers that came about to complement what you already have as a result of motherhood? And sometimes when we don't take time to recharge, to breathe, to stop, to pause, this is where that joy goes away, because it's no more, you know, appreciating the gratitude that the journey gives you. It's just like rushing through things. And the example I give is myself. Prior to the pandemic, you know, I was always rushing. I was always running everywhere. I was always going to this. And I have two beautiful kids. And I realized that it was more like a train. Like I was just stopping at the car, like at the train station, you go, you see them in the morning, you kiss them, you rush, you go to work, so you have to go and commute and time. And then I see them at when I pick them up and then I feed them. It's a rush to feed them and put them to bed. And I never really appreciated the gift of being present with them.
Yes.
And then the pandemic happened and we all stuck at home. And then, you know, of course, I would not recommend being stuck at home with young kids. But anyway, it happened. So, yeah, it happened. But then I started realizing little thing about my kid that I never, you know, that my son is funny. I'm like, whoa, he can tell jokes. And but more importantly, they're resilient and they start, you know, teaching me, like I said at the beginning, to see the life through the eyes of a little child. And that's where I realized, oh, actually, I can work, have my side hustle, and being a mom and help with the school thing at the same time. You would have told me that like 18 months ago, I would have said, get out of there. I don't even have enough time in my day to do anything. In fact, I launched my coaching business during the pandemic, where before I was like, I have no time. My day is full. So yes, there's a lot of gift that we have, and some are just coming out due to change of circumstances, and motherhood was a big change for me.
Yes, that's awesome, because I think sometimes we can miss it, but we can also not miss it but think it's actually a burden. But it's not a burden. Exactly. The fact that you can manage all of this in one day, this is like a superpower, man. This is amazing.
I know. I mean, I don't look at myself as a superhero, but it's good to take time to say, this is how far I came. I was here and now I'm here.
Yes.
And that journey is exceptional. But once you're doing that journey, you're probably not aware that you are going through this. But it is doing your recharge time, take time to appreciate how far you have gone.
Yes,
and definitely. Then you realize you have superpowers as well.
Awesome. The last thing I'd like to just touch on is obviously in terms of spending more time with kids. Now, we touched on it a little bit as we spoke, but can you speak a little bit more on that in terms of any advice for moms, you know, as the last thing as we go, you know, spending that time with kids. What is your on that? What is your advice to moms?
If you go on my website on www.mylifecouch.com, you will see that the first sentence I say is like, there's no way to be the perfect mom, but there's a million way to be a good mom. Yeah. I cannot possibly give advice to any other mom there. Because what my philosophy is, as long as your child feels loved, nurtured, and secure, you're doing a great job. There's nothing else that matters. You know, you're doing a great job. And I wanted to say that don't forget to recharge yourself in the meantime. But spending time with your kid, quantity, quality, anything in between, as long as that child sees you as that source of, you know, heaven, inspiration, safe, you're doing a great job. I can't possibly tell you this is the best way to do it, because it might not work for your family. In my case, with my kid, I used to be that kind of person that liked to plan everything in advance and control what's going to happen. Yeah. And then when you have kids, and you probably know this, especially when they're young, they make a lot of mess. Like my house was like outside. You think, how do they manufacture that much mess? Right? It's just so much mess. Yeah. And then the day I said, instead of always fighting, because it was stressing me, I come, I clean my living room. 10 seconds later, it's like hurricane has happened. And you're like, what? I spent 3 hours cleaning this. The day I stopped trying to control and fight the chaos and embrace it instead. So now I go fighting with them. We pillow fight and we just go and make the mess together. You know, I'm just like, they're happy. I'm happy. We're good. That's just a mess. We can clean it. But I would just say, instead of trying to raise our children in a way we want, let's just listen to what they want. Like, put some discipline, right? They are children. They need guide. But most often, they're not. Just embrace their world. Sit down with them. Talk and initiate. But have fun with your kids. Have immense fun. That's the only thing they remember. They don't even remember you buying all those toys. The most fun I had with my kid is, you know, opening tin of beans and then playing drums with it. And we're like, okay, they remember that.
Exactly. And I love what you just said there. Embrace their world. Because often we just like fly by, and I suppose we touch them, but we fly by. But just that moment of there's chaos in the house, there's like toys everywhere. What the heck? But then going, well, let me take this as an opportunity to actually embrace my kids' world. Why, you know, like play with a couple of toys, do a pillow fight, like you said, or help them to pack the toys in certain places and make it fun.
Exactly.
And it's just a little moment. So I love
it. It is a little moment. I have a funny story, if you allow me.
Yeah.
So one day it was raining, and my kid went out with their welly boots and jumped in the muddy puddle. And I was like, okay, this is going to be bad. And they put their hand in the mud and thought that was a beautiful idea to come and put the print on my wall.
Oh.
So I was just, exactly, I see your face of horror and imagine I was living this life.
Mm.
So I thought, like, I came and I saw the wall with the print, and they were excited. They said, "Mom, look, we did our print on the wall." And I was like, in that moment, I think I had the fuse that went down and up because my wall in my house are all white. So you can imagine. But then that split second, I'm like, you know what? We can always paint the wall. So I went in and put my hand in the mud and also put my... So I have, this is a true story, I have in my house a part of the wall with muddy paint. I try to wash it with water with them, and I'm like, now let's go and wash the paint. It's not quite the same, but it makes us laugh. So now that I passed now that wall, I remember that day where I could have chose to be mad.
That's good.
And then I embraced the chaos.
That's,
so it's a good reminder.
That's actually very good. It's actually very mindful. We need to, as moms, keep ourselves mindful of those situations to stop and go, do I freak out or do I enjoy the moment? And it's always good to just choose joy and enjoy the moment. And I love that story. I love that story. Oh, Gladys, it was so nice talking to you. Where can people get hold of you if they want to speak to you, if they want a life coach? Tell us how they can get hold of you.
I love that you said at the beginning, everybody should need a life coach, because, you know, I think it's much more fun to go through life with someone that cheer for you and always have your own interest. And I'm not saying that because I'm a life coach, because my business is my life coach. Sorry.
Yeah.
So I'm a coach, but I consider myself as a friend, not a coach first. So coach means for me someone that tells you what to do. You can tell I don't tell anybody what to do. But let's examine what you are and what you have, and let's make a better use of those resources, because I believe people are already complete. So where can you get hold of me? We mothers, busy people, I just wanted to step to be very simple. So you go to my website, www.mylifecouch.com, and it's not my life coach, it's my life couch, C-O-U-C-H. People ask me, why couch? I usually say, you know, I wanted something that was in every household, right? Mm-hmm. When you look in every household, you always have a couch, whether it's the centerpiece or it's going in the background, but the couch is there. And the couch is always the witness of a moment that involves emotion. If you want to be happy, you go on the couch to share things with your girlfriend. Sad, you go on the couch and have a good cry. Or if you just want to be comfortable and have a hug, you go on your couch, right? So that's how I wanted my coaching to be, a couch. Whether you're happy, sad, need comfort, sharing, motivation, you know, you have the perfect size, perfect fabric, perfect color in my life couch. So that's why it is my life couch. The second way to get me is on LinkedIn. So you just put Gladys Simon and you find me. I usually share my thought about working motherhood. I have the occasional story about my kids there. So if you want to have those quick, you know, bite on what I share, you go to LinkedIn Live Simon. And I also always tell my coaching client to get out of their comfort zone, and I'm walking the walk. So I recently took onto Instagram, so it's at my life couch. I have no idea what I'm doing there on Instagram.
That's so important to have you around. Cool.
Idea what I'm doing, guys, but if you are Instagram person, go to at my life couch, comment, give me feedback. So I'm also walking the journey of stretching my comfort zone, so I can do something worthwhile. So, and then I can tell my coaching client, hey, this is what I've done, so you can do it too. So those are the three ways: my website, LinkedIn, and Instagram.
Fantastic. I haven't done Instagram yet, but I've done LinkedIn, so I'm already following you.
Oh, so sweet. Thank you.
I'll be taking a look at what you are doing. But we would like to have you back in the future to give us a little bit more. It'll be awesome. But it was so awesome.
As long as you bring the baby boy, I will be game. I love babies.
We should actually organize that.
Yes.
I'll send a picture somehow or something. There you go.
You heard it. It's recorded. She has to send me the picture.
I have to somehow. I don't know how I'm going to do that, but I will. So
it's on record. We're going to make sure that you keep your word. But it was a blast being on the show. I laughed so much today. And, you know, as always, like, stay blessed. And thank you for having me.
No problem. Speak to you soon. Thank you so much. We hope you have an awesome journey ahead.
Join the Active FM shows. Well, then catch us on Instagram at ActiveFM777, Twitter and Gab at ActiveFM, Facebook at ActiveFM/777, as well as YouTube at ActiveFM, and our website at www.activefm.co.za. Don't stop, don't hesitate. Find, follow, and enjoy us on all our different platforms. You don't want to miss out.